You're listening to Microdoses, short practices you can apply today to accelerate healing on your health reset journey. Welcome back to another Microdose. And today we are talking all about what to do when your loved ones don't understand what you're going through with your health. And this is super common and it's easy to understand why. You know, we go on this and a health journey where we realize that we're not at our best and we need to work on our physical health. And it's affecting us emotionally, mentally, our level of energy, our availability to the rest of the world, our capacity to handle whatever is going on in the moment and in our families. And it affects our loved ones. And they may try to understand, or they may have their own emotions about it. And both are totally valid. And we still have to figure out a way to do this gracefully, right? Because it can be very painful to have the people that you love most in the world still not understand what you're going through. And lots of emotions about it themselves. So there are ways to articulate yourself more, you know, and like, for example, I can't tell you how many times people said, I showed your story that you wrote about your health journey on your website to my partner and he finally got it. Or I showed it to my wife and it really changed how she looked at me and what our health issues are. And that's awesome. You can use other people's stories for that. But this microdose is not about like a brainstorm of how to get around it. This microdose is about how to be present with yourself when you feel misunderstood, when you don't feel seen, and you don't feel supported, and worse. So everybody gets to have their own emotions. Everybody gets to have their own experience. And when we're not well, it's very normal for us to want to reach for our safety blankets, our loved ones, to help protect us in the experience and also help us feel safe and have them be the source of our support. And maybe they are, and that's wonderful. Or maybe they are to the best of their ability. And there still are often times when you don't feel seen. So what do you do in those times? So this is an exercise, a little process that you can do just to hold space for yourself when this is happening, right? Because truthfully, no one is ever going to walk in your shoes. They're never going to know how much pain you were in or how exhausted you were or how alone you felt or afraid you were or how foggy you were. And like, there were times when I couldn't read an email and I couldn't write a sentence. I was in so much pain physically. It was like talking to people was through like a haze, you know, it was just like in a foreign language and through a very long tin can wire situation. Like it was not good. So how do you be present for yourself when you know you're feeling misunderstood? You pause, you return to the breath, and you slow down, because that's where the magic is when we slow down. Often we want to compensate by, you know, nursing the hurt or the wound and listing. You'll find all your stress behaviors come out, right? Whether you're somebody that plays over what people said previously to you, or, you know, remembers what they looked like when, you know, they didn't hear you, or like lists all the things that they did wrong, whatever it is that you do, or somebody that avoids it and pretends and covers up and smooths things over because the alternative would be too painful. No matter what your stress behaviors are, this is still going to work. So slow down, return to the breath, take three nice, deep, slow breaths, and ask yourself, where's the one who knows about feeling misunderstood? And what we're looking for, what we're sorting for in your internal landscape, in your mind's eye, is a location in your field, in the body, or just outside of it somewhere, that has a part of your consciousness, right? A constriction of your consciousness, we'll call it a part for short, that knows about this. Like for me, when I think back about, I've done a lot of work to clear this stuff. So painful. Oh my God. But you know, when I think about this, I can still feel and feeling misunderstood by my family. I can still feel just a soft ache in my chest. And it's kind of in front of my chest and also very deep in the center of it. And it's kind of like pukey orange. This is fun, right? Are we all having fun yet? And I'm aware of the size and shape of it. And that's really all I need to know. That's all I need to know. We don't have to go into story. This is not therapy. This is about attending to our consciousness in our somatic being, right? So I'm aware of the sensation, the ache, and also the color and the location. And that it's kind of like cloudy and there's a little bit of undulation to it. Okay. And now I'm simply going to ask this aliveness located right here, the one who knows all about being misunderstood. I'm just going to ask if it welcomes the invitation to relax, dissolve, and dissipate into the fullness of consciousness, into the fullness of who I am, into the fullness of my awareness. And this simple invitation, this simple act of respect and welcoming in, like, I see you. I'm aware of you. I acknowledge you. I welcome you in. This part that feels misunderstood, this part that knows all about being misunderstood, because this is part of my aliveness. And guess what? Not only will I survive the pain of reconnecting with this part and welcoming it back in, but I actually will be set free when I do, because all the wisdom that's in this part can actually filter out and become back into a state of flow with the rest of my consciousness. So you simply become aware of where this sensation is that knows all about being misunderstood or not supported by your loved ones. And you get present with it and you breathe and you understand just like the location, and maybe there's a color and maybe there isn't. Maybe there's a texture. Maybe there's a size. That's all you need to know. And you simply welcome it back into the rest of your being. Say, welcome. I am here with you. You are welcome with me. You are welcome to relax into the rest of my being and my consciousness. And watch what happens. This can transform your life. You may do this once, you may do this 100 times, but every time you will see a benefit and you will get into the habit of respecting your awareness, respecting your consciousness, respecting your feelings, holding space for yourself instead of dipping into the stress behaviors. Whether it's smoothing things over, pushing them away, stuffing them, getting righteous, getting angry, getting weepy, replaying memories that, you know, keep that feeling going. Instead, getting present with it allows everything to shift. Okay, that's your microdose for the day. We love you. Share this with people that you care about. We'll be back so soon. And in the meantime, know that you are loved. You are so special. You, in fact, are magnificent. Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.